When one thinks of Albert Einstein, the imagination usually turns immediately to the image of the wise man with unruly hair, a distant gaze, and an expression somewhere between amused and melancholic, as if he lived halfway between the everyday world and a deeper region of thought. However, before becoming the universal symbol of modern intelligence, before revolutionizing physics and forever changing the way humanity understood space, time, and matter, there was a child. And that child, from a very early age, seemed to move to a different beat from everyone else. Not because he had been born surrounded by wonders, nor because everyone around him foresaw an extraordinary destiny, but precisely because for years he seemed to puzzle even those who loved him most. The childhood of Albert Einstein has been told many times through simplified anecdotes, almost always reduced to two extremes, either that of the precocious genius who was already different from the cradle, or that of the clumsy, quiet little boy whom no one took seriously. Reality, as often happens with human lives, was much more complex, more interesting, and also more revealing. Einstein was not a miraculous child in the theatrical sense sometimes attributed to great figures. Nor was he the incapable little boy certain popular legends invented to reinforce the idea that geniuses are misunderstood from the beginning. He was, rather, an intensely observant child, slow in certain forms of expression, highly sensitive to the environment around him, resistant to arbitrary authority, and possessed of an inner curiosity that, instead of bursting outward, seemed to sink deeper and deeper inward. That different rhythm had a great deal to do with the world into which he was born. Albert Einstein came into the world on March 14, 1879, in Ulm, a city in the Kingdom of Württemberg, within the German Empire. Germany had only recently consolidated itself as a nation-state, and the atmosphere of the final stretch of the 19th century was that of a Europe that felt propelled toward industrial progress, faith in technology, and an idea of civilization built on discipline, rigorous education, and social order. Factories, railways, electricity, and military organization formed part of an atmosphere in which precision was valued almost as a moral virtue. To be born in that context meant growing up within a culture where obedience, efficiency, and respect for hierarchies were not merely family recommendations, but traits deeply embedded in public life. His family belonged to a Jewish middle class that was fairly integrated into German society. This was not a rabbinical family, nor a household governed by strict religious practice. The Einsteins were Jewish in terms of origin and tradition, but their daily life moved within a fairly secularized environment, typical of many bourgeois sectors that sought to integrate into the modern world without making religion the center of domestic life. His father, Hermann Einstein, was an affable man with a rather optimistic temperament, devoted to technical and commercial ventures. His mother, Pauline Koch, had a firmer personality, a more pronounced cultural sensitivity, and a will that, in certain respects, left a clear mark on her son's formation. She loved music, valued education, and aspired for her children to receive a refined upbringing, in keeping with the ideals of respectability and culture of the enlightened bourgeoisie of the 19th century. At first glance, nothing in that household seemed to announce a radical break with normality. There was neither extreme poverty nor aristocratic privilege. There were no spectacular scandals or particularly novelistic circumstances. What did exist was a singular combination of sensitivity, cultural aspiration, and proximity to the technical world. Albert's uncle, Jacob Einstein, an engineer by training, also played an important role in that family climate, since he represented the more enthusiastic side of contact with mathematics and electricity. At a time when electrical engineering symbolized almost the future itself, the Einstein environment was connected to that modern impulse that saw in applied science a promise of transformation. Shortly after Albert's birth, the family moved to Munich. There, Hermann Einstein and Jacob Einstein tried to make their way with a company devoted to electrical installations and the production of technical equipment.